Hey, this is Gillian Welch.
And this is Dave Rawlings.
And you're listening to Off the Record.
Listening to Off the Record, I'm Brian Wise. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm at the Soundstage Studios, which is where I'll be on Friday afternoon here, Nashville time. But at the moment, I'm sitting with John Hyatt. And John was also at the Americana Awards last night, introducing his daughter at the awards ceremony. Hey, thanks for taking the time to talk to me, John.
Yeah, my pleasure, Brian.
What was it like being able to get up and introduce your daughter, Lily, to the audience at the Ryman Auditorium last night?
Yeah, it was thrilling and nerve-wracking and all of the above, you know, yeah.
You are a recipient of a previous award over there, aren't you?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. Lifetime Achievement, I think.
I think for songwriting.
Yeah, I think it was.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It was very nice.
So here we are in Nashville. I'm doing my radio show in Nashville. And you moved to Nashville at a pretty young age, didn't you, originally?
Yeah, I came here when I was 18 years old, and so I'm 66, and so it's been a while.
What prompted you to come here then? And in those days, at the age of 18, that would have been a fairly daring move, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, I knew I wanted to go somewhere where music was, and what drew me to this place was, a couple of things. I heard an album by it was a record called Area Code 615, yeah. And it was a bunch of session guys, and they put out a record, and it was they did covers of like Beatles songs with banjos and stuff, and I thought, what are these guys up to? You know, I'd never heard anything like it. So that was one of the things that intrigued me about Nashville, and then on one of my attempts to run away from home, I passed through Nashville when I was 17, and I met a songwriter named Bob Frank, a folk singer, songwriter. He was from Memphis, but he lived in Nashville, and he had a publishing contract with Tree Publishing Company, and they were paying him $25 a week advance to write songs. And he also had a record deal with Vanguard Records, the old folk label. And I thought, man, this guy's got it made, you know. He's making 25 bucks a week writing songs. And so I remembered that. And the next year, when I actually could pull off getting out of Indianapolis, I decided that I wanted to come to Nashville.
So had you been pursuing songwriting before that?
I started writing songs when I was 11. So, yeah, I was in for the long haul.
So let's just talk about Nashville for a minute as we introduce the radio program, because I think last year or the year before they had a special panel on Bob Dylan's Nashville skyline, and there was an exhibition at the Country Music Hall of Fame. If you look at the back of that cover of that album, Nashville looks nothing like that anymore, and I guess it would look nothing like it did when you drove into town all those years ago.
No, Nashville in 70 was a small town, and it was, even though it was 300 miles, only 300 miles south of Indianapolis, it might as well have been on Mars in terms of the difference, you know, the accent, the people. You know, it was like visiting another planet, and I just fell in love with it immediately. Just a wonderful place. And, yeah, it was a town of about 400,000 people, I think, at that point. The tallest building was the LNC Tower. Which has been dwarfed by practically everything else now. So, you know, but that's progress. And, That's what happens.
Every time I come back, I'm amazed at the progress here. It's probably the fastest growing city in America. But what about in terms of the music industry? Because having been involved in it for nearly 50 years, you would have seen a few changes there too.
Well, you know, I've kind of always laid low in terms of the music industry, but I think music is in good shape. I mean, I think there's so much young talent coming up from out of all kinds of places, and there's so much. It's unprecedented how much music is available and so easy to get. You know, I have a concern about artists and songwriters getting paid, as we all do. And I think there's publishing companies and music concerns that are fighting the good fight to make that happen. And we're making headway. So, you know, I think that's important.
Let's start off the show with a song from your album. It's, in fact, the first song released from the album, Cry to Me. But before we do that, we were at the Ryman last night for the Americana Awards. It's a genre that you fit very nicely into with your music. And being at the Ryman, it is, you do have the sense that it's the church of country music. And for you to be there with your daughter,
it was pretty special. I've played it a few times. She had never been on the planks. And I told her, be prepared for a special, special feeling that you're not going to get in any other venue. And she said, yeah.
Was it natural that she would become a musician? I mean, you've got two other children. Are they musicians as well?
No, but all three of them love music. They're all music junkies, as is my wife. And, you know, Lily just, she was in her bedroom for a couple of years, according to my youngest, Georgia. And unbeknownst to us, she was learning how to play guitar. I had given her one, but I didn't think much of it. And we didn't know until we were at the talent show for her high school, and she got up and played two songs, and it kind of blew our minds. We didn't realize she could do that. So, and then she just went on from there.
What's the best piece of advice you've given her about getting into music or about her career?
Oh, man, I don't think I've given her much other than I'm a shoulder to cry on, that's for sure, because touring's hard, and she realizes that. And you know, I just always, you know, she knows about, you know, being true to herself. And you know, I told her it takes time to figure out who you are as an artist, you know, so don't get frustrated. And you know, and she's learning who she is. She definitely is. I thought Trinity Lane was just a fantastic collection of songs and a really good record. So she's really got it, I think.
One of my observations of being in Nashville and having been here a few times and of the musicianship here, you see some artists who are okay, but even the okay artists here have three or four great songs.
Yeah.
The level is incredible.
Yeah, yeah. It's always been the songwriting, you know, Garden of Eden, you know. Yeah, that's what this town's about.
Well, let's play your song, Cry to Me, and then we'll come back and talk about your album. And I'll pursue my show from Soundstage Studios. And let's hear that from the latest album from John Hart, The Eclipse Sessions, Cry to Me.
Getting dark and it feels like trouble. Heating up just like the falling evening rain. Tongue so sharp they could burst any bubble. Nobody wants to talk about all that pain. They're all having fun, playing with your feelings. You can't control it, it just breaks your heart. Dirty double crosses done with underhanded dealings. When all you ever wanted was a place to start. Start.
why love is always looking for its own ghost. Or is that just what hurt people do? Find the ones who injured them the utmost, practically beg them to make their dreams come true. Come on and cry to me, baby. You can even lie to me, baby. I'm probably gonna let you down, but I swear I won't keep you down. I swear I won't keep you down. Yep. Come from lying, 'cause sometimes when they got you so down, something worse can come from crying, 'cause sometimes they just wanna keep you down. Come on and cry to me, baby. You can even lie to me, baby. I'm probably gonna let you down, but I swear I won't. Keep it down. Yeah, come on and cry to me, baby. You can even lie to me, baby. I'm probably gonna let you down, but I swear I won't keep you down. Yeah, I swear I won't keep you down. I swear I won't keep you down.
Hi, this is John Hyatt, and you're listening to Off the Record.